UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Are You Well? I would like to talk to you today about neurodegenerative conditions. These are common. For instance, you may have heard of somebody that has been diagnosed with Parkinsonism or early stages of Parkinson's or Parkinsonism, which would have become advanced. And when we really come across such conditions as Parkinson's, it does make us think about how our nervous system can be so vulnerable and can lead to such deterioration in one's quality of life. And let's, you know, look at Parkinsonism and understand how we may pay attention to our nutrition, our lifestyle, and other ways of optimizing the functions of our nervous system. So for those of us, you know, who are not very familiar with what Parkinson's disease is, it's a degenerative disease affecting the nervous system. So the underlying cause is unknown, but the symptoms, they appear when there is a lack of dopamine in the brain. It is one of the neurotransmitters, which is very important, a neurotransmitter that we have several functions because of dopaminic activity. It's a neurotransmitter, as I said, and it carries messages from one nerve cell to another. In healthy individuals, this exists in balance with another neurotransmitter, acetylcholine. Hello and welcome to another episode of Are You Well? Today, I would like to talk to you about a neurodegenerative condition. And we have known about neurodegenerative conditions for decades, if not for centuries. One of the very well-known neurodegenerative condition that we know today is Parkinson's disease. You may have heard of individuals, you know, who are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease having difficulty with balance, having difficulty in movement, and where movement becomes slowed down, and it can have several physical and also cognitive dysfunction. I'd like to, as we progress through exploring Parkinson's disease, also alert ourselves to the fact that neurodegenerative conditions have been known for centuries. For instance, in Ayurveda, which is an Indian system of holistic health, Kampavata, a condition which in Sanskrit means tremors, fine tremors, which is attributed as a dysfunction of the Vata system or the neurological system, as we understand it today, has been mentioned in textbooks written in Sanskrit in 2nd century BC. So, knowledge of neurodegenerative conditions has been there for centuries. And obviously, through time, there have been different approaches as to how to manage these conditions or how to actually understand neurodegenerative conditions. But today, fortunately, we do know that there is a very important connection between the gut and neurodegenerative conditions, or between the gut and dysfunctions in the brain that leads to these neurodegenerative conditions. So for those of us, you know, who may not be very familiar with what Parkinson's disease is, although we may have heard of the term Parkinson's disease, it's a degenerative disease which affects the nervous system. Unfortunately, we don't yet know the underlying cause. But the symptoms, when they appear, we do know that there is a lack of dopamine in the brain or dopaminic activity. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that carries messages from one nerve cell to another. And in healthy persons, it exists in balance with another neurotransmitter, acetylcholine. But in people with Parkinson's disease, the substantia nigra, the area of the brain containing cells that manufacture dopamine, noradrenaline, and serotonin, the neurotransmitters, are damaged or they die slowly, and the brain loses the ability to manufacture these chemicals or neurotransmitters. You know, these neurotransmitters or chemicals, noradrenaline, serotonin, dopamine, are very essential for many of our functions on a daily basis or on a minute-to-minute or second-to-second basis. And this disease, Parkinson's disease, it may start almost any time during adult life without any other signs and with very mild or moderate tremors of the hand or hands while at rest. So it also is very characteristic of a slow movement or, you know, muscular stiffness or what is called slowness of movement in medical terms as bradykinesia. And a tendency to tire more easily than usual. So, and these symptoms later, they may include muscle rigidity. Because of lack of control on the muscles, there can be drooling. It also has certain other characteristics such as loss of appetite. Gait, which is affected, like shuffling gait. And there is a typical characteristic called pin rolling movement, in which the thumb and forefinger, they rub against each other. Speech can become impaired. And there can be a fixed facial expression. So the body can gradually become rigid and the limbs stiffen. There can be depression or dementia, which accompanies symptoms of Parkinson's disease. So, as you can see, there are multiple symptoms and signs that are linked to Parkinson's disease. If I go back to what Ayurveda thinks about Parkinson's disease, is that Ayurveda looks at Parkinson's disease as a Vata Vyadi. Obviously, you know, for those of us who have only access to the more modern Western health literature or medical literature, the term Parkinson's disease is fairly new, and it's based on a physician, Dr. Parkinson's, who identified these cases, and hence it's named after him. Whereas in Ayurveda, centuries ago, like if I look at medical textbooks from 2nd century BC, 1st century AD, Charaka Samhita, or 2nd century AD, Sushruta Samhita, or Astanga Sangraha, Astanga Hridaya from 7th century AD, all of them do very specifically describe a set of condition called Vata Vyadi. Vata in Ayurveda represents more of the neurological functions. And Ayurveda looks at Vata, Pitta and Kapha. And Vata is predominantly air and space. As its elemental characteristics. We must understand that in times when Ayurveda was documented, practiced, and textbooks on health were written in Sanskrit within the discipline of Ayurveda 5,000 years ago. And of course, we see textbooks which are 3,000 years old in Ayurveda. They used a certain concept of trying to categorize and understand our bodily functions, our mental functions and diseases from the lens of classical elements. I'm not talking about elements as in chemistry because there was no such knowledge then, but as air, space, fire, water, and earth. These are the five classical elements that are considered in Ayurveda. It is not to say that, you know, when somebody says that our body is made of these five elements, what it really means is that we can understand the functions of our body, mind, and also the signs and symptoms in illnesses if we understand the nature of these five elements. Let's take the example of air. Air and space, which is what Ayurveda looks at as Vata, V-A-T-A, Vata. So air, imagine the characteristics of air. Air, it comes in bursts. Sometimes it's very quiet and sometimes there's a burst of breeze. It's cold. And if you're exposed to this breeze, it's also drying. So Ayurveda looks at certain characteristics or qualities of air. And in fact, Ayurveda looks at some very specific qualities of air. And these, let me first quote it in Sanskrit as it's been documented in these ancient health textbooks or health literature in Sanskrit. Tatra rukshyo lagushita karasukshmas chalonilaha. So Vata is predominantly dry, light, cold, rough, subtle, and mobile. So these are the six qualities of air. And space, which is Vata. So if you think of it, in neurological conditions, particularly neurodegenerative conditions, and in this instance, if we look at Parkinson's, what we are seeing is an exaggerated qualities of vata. So there is dryness, therefore the rigidity in the body, rigidity in the muscles, and there is subtle, mobile qualities, which results in, you know, what we can see in Parkinson's. The person with Parkinson's disease, sometimes they have faster movement, and sometimes their movement can be very slow. And also this light, cold qualities can be manifested as, you know, low appetite, and this mobile quality of vata seen as extremis. So from an Ayurvedic perspective, which goes into further details, you know, it's not as very simple as I'm explaining that it's only by these qualities, but it generally gives us an idea that by trying to balance vata, we will be doing the right thing in order to maintain good functioning in anybody with a tendency towards neurodegenerative condition, or when they have neurodegenerative condition, along with conventional medication, you know, in Parkinson's disease, what they're given is L-DOPA, or different forms of what can increase the conversion in into this chemical dopamine, so that that dopamine deficiency is addressed. But along with that, it is also very useful to do the more Ayurvedic ways of looking after our nervous system, which is by oil application. So by using something like warm sesame oil, which is better than coconut oil, because, you know, sesame oil is more warming, which from an Ayurvedic perspective is more vata pacifying. And then to take this oil, heat it up, you know, sesame oil has good heat, you know, its smoking point is higher than many other oils. So, of course, you should never heat up the oil until it gets to that smoking point. Always it is good to indirectly warm up the oil. The best way is to use a glass bottle where you store the sesame oil, or you can also talk to an Ayurvedic practitioner and get a good Ayurvedic oil which is infused with different herbs or prepared with different herbs, which can support the nervous system. And you know, you just plug the sink and run hot water, and then you place this bottle of sesame oil, which becomes warmed up indirectly, and then to pour that into your hand and then start to apply it from scalp all the way down to the face, to the ears, to the neck, the shoulders, the chest, go as much towards the back as you can reach, long strokes along the arms and circular strokes along the joints, and then the abdomen, the hips, the thighs, the knees, and calf, ankles and the feet. And then to have a hot bath, hot shower. Obviously, you know, if you are looking after somebody who has advanced Parkinson's disease, then that you would have to have someone else do it on this individual, which is also very helpful. And if this can be done regularly, from an Ayurvedic perspective, it does help in pacifying vata. It improves some of the functioning. Of course, you know, this is not a treatment. This is ways of improving quality of life when one has Parkinson's. By using the concept of Parkinson's being a condition where Vata is not functioning well, and then to balance Vata. But you know, today we have more and more research which is suggesting that the connection between the gut and the brain plays a very important role in the outcomes of treatment, even when someone is on conventional medication. Because every patient of Parkinson's, they have different symptoms, they are very unique, and they respond differently to medications. Often they need adjusting medications or adding medications or adjusting dosages. And when we see more and more cases of patients with Parkinson's, we'll realize that not every Parkinson's patient is the same. And then more and more research is now showing that there is a great connection with gut health, particularly the gut microbiome. And I have seen in my practice that most patients who come to see me who have the diagnosis of Parkinson's will say they're already taking probiotics, you know, these probiotics which help in repopulating the gut with good microbes and therefore can help in better neurotransmitter conversion. However, you know, it is not as simple as just looking for a good probiotic which is available on the internet and taking it. One would need to really understand the various gut health function and how it is affecting the nervous system. So it's very important that if someone has Parkinson's, to work with a qualified holistic health professional or integrative physician who can give you advice on such modalities as Ayurveda, yoga, functional medicine, who can then very cohesively integrate it with the conventional treatment for Parkinson's. So it is important also to understand the role of nutrients, you know, in Parkinson's. For instance, calcium plays an important role, magnesium and potassium. These are, and not to forget vitamin B complex, particularly vitamin B2, vitamin B3, vitamin B6, and also vitamin C and vitamin A. So these all play an important role. Whether you are going to receive them through a health professional who is qualified to prescribe these nutrients, and therefore is giving it to you in a safe form, or you're going to get these vitamins from foods which are rich in these nutrients, they both can be helpful. But let's understand, you know, what do these nutrients actually do in Parkinson's? Let's take some of the examples. Calcium. So those individuals with Parkinson's disease, they often develop porous bones and are in danger of fractures. And therefore, calcium supports actually preventing possible fractures from falls. And also, calcium, it supports the nervous system. One of the forms that usually is recommended is calcium citrate when you are looking at Parkinson's. And I do see in my own practice that often because of lack of control on movement, there can be some clumsiness, and because the neurological functions don't kick in very quickly when there is bradykinesia, slowness of movement, that especially when a person with Parkinson's is traveling, they may misjudge the distance, the steps, when they're getting down the stairs, and are prone to falls. And if, when they fall, there is also poor mineralization of the bone, then that will further complicate the condition. Also because, you know, if they fall and then there is a fracture, then it takes so much more time for the fracture to heal. And during that time already, they'll have lost a substantial amount of movement. And this then results in further restricting the utilization of their body and their muscles. Therefore, you know, to really consider calcium would be essential. And magnesium, because magnesium is important for the function of the nerves and the muscles. And because nerves and muscles are both affected and involved in Parkinson's, so it would be helpful to use magnesium. Also, magnesium has this effect of relaxing the muscles, relaxing the mind. It helps in improving bowel movement. Often constipation is a major problem in Parkinson's, and therefore to use magnesium would be a very wise thing to do when one has Parkinson's. Potassium, because potassium aids in nerve impulses, and also potassium is necessary for muscle contraction. So these micronutrients, calcium, magnesium, potassium, they play a very important role in a person with Parkinson's. And of course, I must mention another important nutrient, selenium. Selenium is a very powerful antioxidant, and you know, in any degenerative condition, and therefore also in Parkinson's, which is a neurodegenerative condition, there'll be extensive free radical activity or oxidative stress. And to prevent this oxidative stress by using a powerful antioxidant, particularly in neurological conditions in Parkinson's, like selenium would be helpful. Well, you really need to consult a health professional to decide on what is the correct dosage of selenium that would be necessary if someone has Parkinson's. But you know, selenium is available in nuts and seeds. So for instance, Brazil nuts is an very good source of selenium. So you could be incorporating nuts like Brazil nuts in your diet, and that will give you the boost of selenium that would help in Parkinson's. I mean, in fact, essential fatty acids or different kinds of good fats that we can get from almonds, walnuts, Brazil nuts, macadamia nuts, hazelnuts, from avocado, from plant oils like olive oil, avocado oil, sesame oil, then seeds like pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds. These are very helpful in supporting the functions of the nervous system. And they are rich in selenium. They are good sources of essential fatty acids. They are rich in several micronutrients. And importantly, they are also rich in tryptophan. And tryptophan is a precursor to serotonin. And when tryptophan, along with vitamin B6, pyridoxine 5-phosphate, helps in actually converting tryptophan into serotonin, And serotonin is extremely important for gut health, for brain function. So a low serotonin activity or low serotonin can lead to, as many of us by now will know, to depression, to anxiety, to gut health issues, inflammatory responses or inflammation in the gut mucosa. So by using these foods which are rich in tryptophan can help in better sleep, it can help in better neurological function. And often, you know, Parkinson's disease, especially as the person ages, when they reach their 60s or 70s, there is a tendency for urinary tract infections and losing control on the sphincters. Of course, this happens to men and women at a certain age, even if they don't have any neurodegenerative condition. But when a person has a neurodegenerative condition, then it can lead to loss of sphincter control. And often it's also is associated with urinary tract infections. But then by the use of pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, they can actually help in reducing the chances of urinary tract infection. So we can use food very wisely in conditions such as Parkinson's or other neurodegenerative conditions. And it's not just about taking medications, although medications are extremely important, but also to learn about food. And this is what Ayurveda always emphasizes, is when there is a vata aggravated condition, then to have foods which are rich in good amounts of oils, or foods which are going to help in easy digestion, foods which are nourishing. And I must say, foods which are nourishing, good for digestion, good for elimination, are often whole foods, or always whole foods. So if we can pay attention to whole foods, predominantly plant-based whole foods, and avoiding sugars, reducing sugars, not having refined sugars, to have more complex carbohydrates, and to use plant oils such as sesame oil, coconut oil, olive oil, and to use these nuts and seeds, to use a variety of vegetables, and to have a variety of green leafy vegetables which are rich in fiber. All of these can help our gut, our nervous system, our detoxification pathways. So along with taking medications, if we pay attention to bringing a variety of food into our everyday diet, that can slow down the degeneration. That can smoothen the symptoms and signs. And these can make a person with Parkinson's life so much better than just taking medications and thinking that, okay, I don't need to do anything about my food. So both from an Ayurvedic perspective and functional medicine and nutrition perspective, paying attention to food can be very, very helpful in Parkinson's disease.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Let's look at the role of certain vitamins. For instance, vitamin C. You know, vitamin C is something which we all know is good for our immune system. And vitamin C is a very powerful antioxidant. And in fact, research does show that vitamin C, because of its antioxidant properties, it may slow progression of Parkinson's disease. And also, in some cases, it may postpone the need for drug therapy. But of course, you know, this depends on how early Parkinson's is detected and also the extent of symptoms. Again, you know, how much of vitamin C would be the next question, but you would have to see a qualified health professional who can determine what is the right dosage of vitamin C that could be helpful in supporting Parkinson's management. Of course, you know, if you don't have access to a health professional, then I would say it is safe and okay to take about 1 gram, which is 1,000 milligrams of good quality vitamin C. Again, because vitamin C is such a well-known, commonly used vitamin, there are a wide range of vitamin C available. So you have to be very sure that the one that you are going to take is of good quality. It has no binders and fillers and additives. And also, I would say it is important to have foods which are rich in vitamin C. And we all know that vegetables and fruits, like oranges, lemon, lime, grapefruit. So these are rich in vitamin C, and to incorporate them. From an Ayurvedic perspective, amla, which is Indian gooseberry, which is one of the richest sources of vitamin C, richest natural sources of vitamin C, and then to incorporate these would be helpful. Also, I just mentioned in the earlier part of this episode that an important set of vitamins would be B vitamins, vitamin B complex, because vitamin B complex is extremely important in brain function and also in enzyme activity. So using a good quality, high potency vitamin B complex would be helpful in Parkinson's or in any neurodegenerative condition for that matter. But let's particularly look at, you know, three important B vitamins which are helpful in Parkinson's. Vitamin B2, vitamin B3, and vitamin B6. Of course, vitamin B12 is important always, because it really helps in overall neurological function and also gut health function. And vitamin B12, which is also called riboflavin, In fact, a lack of vitamin B2 can cause depression. It can cause nerve damage and also a reduction in neurotransmitter levels. Therefore, vitamin B2, riboflavin, would be of importance in neurodegenerative conditions. And vitamin B3, which is also called niacin. Niacin, it helps to maintain a strong immune system and also to overcome depression and irritability. So it would be a helpful nutrient to use in Parkinson's. And niacin, one has to be careful when they're taking because it can cause flushing. In the sense, you know, when one takes niacin, it in just kind of causes this redness of the skin of the face and can be quite marked and severe. So one has to be careful. So do talk to your healthcare professional if you are considering taking niacin. And there are non-flash versions of niacin which can also be taken. And vitamin B6, which is pyridoxine 5 phosphate, or pyridoxine 5 phosphate is activated form of vitamin B6. What we know is that dopamine production depends on adequate supplies of B6. So taking B6 separately or as part of B complex can be helpful in Parkinson's. What can help is a nutrient called 5-hydroxytryptophan, which many nowadays do know, called 5-HTP. And 5-HTP, it increases serotonin levels in the brain, and which helps to overcome insomnia and depression. The reason why it helps in overcoming insomnia is because 5-hydroxytryptophan along with B6 will help in conversion of tryptophan into serotonin, and serotonin then gets converted into melatonin, and melatonin is an important hormone which is necessary for regulation of sleep. So in neurodegenerative conditions, they will be from time to time, or most of the times, sleep issues. And so using 5-HTP, again, one has to be really careful and considerate in using 5-HTP, because if a person with Parkinson's is already on an antidepressant, usually a common antidepressant that's used is SSRI, which is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, then by adding 5-HTP, it can actually elevate the levels of serotonin. And it's been noted that in some cases, there can be what's called serotonin syndrome, which results in hyperactivity, restlessness, anxiety. So when you are considering any of these nutrients, any of these supplements, or even herbs that are supportive in neurodegenerative conditions, always consult a qualified health professional so that they can give you the best advice. Something that I have noticed in any neurodegenerative condition where what can help is glutathione. And glutathione, it is a very abundantly found antioxidant in our body. And by supplementing with glutathione appropriately, it can help. Because glutathione is often depleted in individuals with Parkinson's disease. And glutathione, it's found in substantia nigra, where dopamine is produced, I mean in the brain. And that's where the cells are dying in a patient of Parkinson's, And therefore, to supplement with glutathione will be very helpful. And so I definitely would think that, you know, by wisely integrating some of these nutrients with conventional medication in Parkinson's, we can slow down the process, we can improve quality of life, we can ensure that gut health is good, and that we can ensure that the overall pathology is well controlled and degeneration to a certain extent can be prevented, and the quality of life of the person with Parkinson's can greatly improve. But often what I've also found in my practice is that because there is not a huge change that you can actually see in somebody with a neurodegenerative condition like Parkinson's disease, they often lose motivation to continue to do their nutrition, to do their lifestyle, mind-body practices, and these nutrients. And it is so important to educate yourself, or if there is somebody that is in your family that you care for who may have Parkinson's, that yes, there are not any tests which can exactly reveal the extent of progression or worsening of Parkinson's other than the symptoms, that these preventative or supportive measures are of value, although, you know, there is no specific test that would demonstrate. I mean, that is one of the challenges in Parkinson's, that there is no definitive test for Parkinson's disease. You have to go and see a neurologist who will be able to assess the extent of the symptoms and signs. But, you know, besides this, when it comes to any chronic condition, those who are interested in improving their quality of life do educate themselves about the role of nutrition, role of their gut health, mind-body practices, meditation, mindfulness, and how all of that can improve quality of life. Something that I also would like to mention is the role of fasting, because fasting can help in giving the digestive system a rest that allows for detoxifying or chelating possibly heavy metals. And it is known through several cases that those with Parkinson's disease, you know, in some, they have been found to have high levels of lead in the brain, one of the heavy metals. And chelation sometimes can be very helpful or becomes necessary. And if we can use fasting or intermittent fasting, then that also helps in the body being able to process or chelate some of these possible heavy metals, which can prove to be really toxic. But then you need to really speak to a health professional who understands how to measure heavy metals, what to do if they are detected, and how to prevent the accumulation of heavy metals. Because, you know, that's quite common, heavy metals, because we live in environments where we are exposed to these toxins. We get it through fumes, we get it through our food, and these are not what the body generally processes unless we make an effort to process, metabolize, and excrete these heavy metals. So there are a number of considerations that one could make when one has a neurodegenerative condition like Parkinson's, and then understand the role of food, the role of detoxification, the role of mind-body practices, and the use of mindfulness, nutrients, in order to slow down the progression of Parkinson's. I hope, you know, this episode has given you some idea about the importance of food in managing neurodegenerative conditions. And I shall be speaking to you again next week on another topic on Are You Well? Until then, stay well, stay tuned to UK Health Radio. Thank you. Sukhinaha